Hey Anchor, so Cody here. I'm finally getting over my fear of doing this, so bear with me. I wasn't certain exactly what I wanted to talk about, but I guess I can start with what's going on in my life right now. So I have been reading this amazing book called The Secret of Your Immortal Self by Guy Finley. And it is a book that gives you kind of daily lessons for helping us to realize the divinity within ourselves. And before I tell you what lesson I read today, I kind of wanted to give y'all an update of what's going on in my personal life. It seems like everywhere I turn, I am dealing with fear. I am dealing with this nagging fear deep down in my heart, deep down in my soul, in the deepest recesses of myself, that I am somehow not good enough. I find myself constantly trying to supplement part of myself, to make myself somehow better, more likable, more lovable by people around me. This fear of not being received well by others. It also goes back to this personality that I had from childhood, where I had to be the best. I had to be well liked. I had to make the best grades. I had to be this A honor roll type student. And if I did not achieve these super high expectations for myself, I felt very, very, very disappointed. I'm not saying that it's not important to set goals for yourself. What I am saying is it's bad to set goals for yourself and then beat yourself up when you don't achieve those in the way that you believe that you should achieve those goals. And so for the past, oh, I don't know, few weeks, I have been growing into a new position. And let me start off by saying I love the work that I do. I love the company that I work for. I love the vision. I love the ethos of this company. It is everything that I could have hoped and dreamt for. And every day I have this renewed exuberance for what I do. Now, with that being said, I experience on an almost daily basis a fear of, or encountering, I should say, encountering a fear of not being well liked. I feel like that I am a people pleaser first and foremost, and I feel like that sometimes that gets me into this place where I am extra fearful of people not liking me because of fill in the blank. So today, I turn in this book, and the lesson for today is walk through any fearful moment. And I'd like to share it with you because these are just brief thoughts and maybe it'll help you. So Mr. Finley says in his book, The Secret of Your Immortal Self, he says in this lesson for today, walk through any fearful moment. I thought, oh my God, are you for real? So I'm still learning this anchor system. I'm trying to remember what I was talking about. I was talking about walking through any fearful moment. So the lesson that came today, while I've been dealing with this almost crippling fear, I won't say crippling, that's being a little over dramatic. I mean, let's be honest. Not crippling fear. It's just a persistent fear that I've had. This fear of wanting to be well-liked. This fear of doing the best of the best. This fear of somehow being deficient in some way. So it's been a persistent thing that I've had over the course of my life, and you know, some personal things that are going on in my life right now that I don't feel comfortable divulging right now. But suffice to say, there's some fears there. So anyway, I turned to this morning, Mr. Finley in The Secret of Your Immortal Self gives me a lesson this morning saying, walk through any fearful moment. So I'm going to share it with you. It's real short. He says, we need never fear any quality or character that we see in ourselves. This isn't to say that such fears won't appear. They will. And they must, as a result of our work to set ourselves free. After all, to walk out into the sunlight is to agree to see the shadows it makes. Wow. Yes, absolutely. This brings us to a grand spiritual law that governs all things, including whatever we may presently fear. And then he gives the spiritual law. He says, whatever we grow to understand about ourselves empowers us accordingly to stand over it. For example, once we understand some tendency of ours that always gets us into trouble, like being argumentative, stubborn, or gullible, the temptation of that tendency no longer holds the authority over us that it once did. As our self-knowledge grows, so does the power we need to rise above the parts of ourselves that used to make us feel so powerless. Now we understand something of the real meaning behind the timeless teaching. Know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Here's another angle of this same great axiom. The only thing we fear in this life are the unconsciousness, are the unconscious projections of our own consciousness not yet awakened to self. For instance, a young child is unable to understand that the dark shadow on his bedroom wall isn't a monster. His feeling is real, but the why behind its appearance is a lie. The mounting fear racing through his system is made substantial and validated by an unconscious resistance to what his own mind imagines as real in that same moment. The more he rejects what his mind projects on the screen of itself, the more real it becomes, so that not only is the child terrorized by the dark workings of his own imagination, but this same nature then tells him his choices, which are either to cry out or duck under the covers. Regardless which way he goes, his guide is the very fear he tries to escape. Here's the key that opens the door to a whole new set of possibilities in the face of any fear. Proceed while being afraid. Wow, that was a gut punch of truth. Like, that truth punched me right in the gut, and I was like, wow, this is absolutely true. Proceed while being afraid. Hey, Cody, it is okay that you are scared. Keep going. Keep pushing. And then he goes on to say, forget all that nonsense about trying to appear brave, standing tall, or calling out for some rescuing force to chase away the shadow of what you fear. Such consoling images and ideals are the secret opposite of the very fears they are called on to reconcile. Here's everything you need to know in your moment of need. What is true never fights what is false. It has no need to. Truth effortlessly dismisses any form of misunderstanding by the light of its own nature. Within you dwells this very light of truth. Its unshakable courage in the face of any fear is because it knows that any darkness brought before it, no matter how large it may temporarily loom, will be effortlessly absorbed by it. And the very last part of today's lesson that I walked away with so much. I don't even know how to say. I don't want to be overly dramatic. I feel like I'm being overly dramatic. I'll just say that in my morning meditation today, I felt like I finally got the answer from God or the universe or whatever you want to call it, that I had been looking for. And it all hinged around that idea of just keep going. Don't get wrapped up in the moment, that moment of fear. I'm just going to finish this thought that I tried to read through in the last little segment, but I'll finish it up in this one. He continues to say, "The substance and weight of any fearful shadow is only as great as what our imagination is only as great as what our imagination lends to it." So, yeah, I'm going to keep going. Which means it's not this or that fear we must have the courage to challenge. It's not this thing or that thing that we have to have the courage to challenge. Rather, we must dare to prove to ourselves that any and all of our fearful conclusions are nothing more than an illusion. This is why the way out of any frightening, unwanted moment must be to go through it. You know, this kind of reminds me of, and I don't know who said it, but I'd read it somewhere. You know, when we come to it, we got to go through it. It's so much easier to go through it than to try to go over it or around it or under it. Because you still are going to be dealing with it. The best way is to go through it. When you come to it, you gotta go through it. So, I'm sorry, that's just a little side note, but I'm gonna finish his thought. Rather, we must dare to prove to ourselves that any and all of our fearful conclusions are nothing more than an illusion. This is why the way out of any frightening, unwanted moment must be to go through it. After all, how else can we make the liberating discovery that our fears are just shadows without substance? Only by this action will we know the truth that frees us from fear, because only by its light can we see that we've never had anything real to fear. And the key lesson for today, he breaks this whole thing down into this very brief synopsis. In the end, nothing we can win in this life can enrich us half as much as what we are willing to lose for the sake of living without fear. So I made the commitment today, going forward, you know, when I encounter that persistent nagging voice that's on the inside that says, nobody likes you, you're doing it all wrong, you're a mess up, you're a screw up, you're all of these kind of things, I'm going to counter that voice with the voice of truth that says, I'm doing my best, I am making a difference, people do like me, you know. So every voice, returning it with the opposite. And that's the best way I feel like that I will be able to get through this persistent fear that I've had. I won't say it's crippling. It's not crippling. It's just always there. And I'm ready to silence that voice and move forward. So anyway, I hope you all have a fantastic night. The only limitation that you have is your own self-limitation, and know that you live in a loving universe. You live in a loving universe that constantly is sending the best your way. Have a great night, y'all.